5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, as I've said, Amber Smith is our special guest here in studio today while Larry's taking a day off, and she has written a book called Danger Close, My Epic Journey as a Combat Helicopter Pilot in Iraq and Afghanistan. You're a combat veteran of both the Iraq and Afghanistan theaters, and you have some interesting stories to tell, not only from the standpoint, I guess, of a pilot in that very, very stressful environment, but also as one of the few women who were doing that job at the time.
Yeah, so I made the decision to join the military back when I was in college at University of Washington, shortly after 9/11. I grew up in a very patriotic military family. My great-grandfather was in World War One. My grandfather, World War Two. He was a pilot, flew between Europe and Northern Africa. And then my dad was in the 82nd Airborne, all pilots. Both my sisters are military pilots as well. And after 9/11 happened, it just sort of reignited my love for aviation and my passion for wanting to serve this country. And so I decided that I wanted to serve at a time when I felt like my nation needed me most after we were attacked on 9/11. And I thought the best way to do that was in the form of aviation because of my background and my experiences with that. And I looked at all the different branches and the Army had exactly what I was looking for at the time. But I ended up being a helicopter pilot. And I'm so thankful that that route worked out because I love helicopters. They're such an amazing machine to fly.
You flew the Kiowa, which, as I remember, is mostly thought of as sort of a reconnaissance helicopter, but it has other roles now.
Yeah. So in the early 90s, it had a reconnaissance mission, and it sort of evolved into a light attack reconnaissance mission. So we carry a 50 cal machine gun, a rocket pod that carries up to 7 high explosive rockets, and we have the capability of having a weapons configuration of Hellfire missiles. So it's just has 2 seats, the co-pilot and the pilot, and we fly direct support for ground forces. So the infantry, Marines, Special Forces, NATO forces, I've worked with them all. But we fly extremely low level, you know, sometimes as low as 50 feet,
wow.
Definitely within eyesight of the enemy, definitely within their weapons range as well. And so we do anything we can from looking for IEDs to looking for the enemy to shooting for the guys on the ground, doing anything we can to keep those guys on the ground safe.
All right. So you're flying low level, which means not only can you be effective in giving ground support, but you're a target. Did you ever get shot at?
Oh, being shot at is almost in the job description of being a Kiowa Warrior helicopter pilot. So yes, we got shot at very often. My helicopter took fire and got shot in Iraq. I had a bullet, an AK-47 round, land about a foot in back of my back. I talk about it at great length in my book, Danger Close. And it's a very dangerous mission, but we have incredible training, and it's a great aircraft, and I'm so thankful it brought me home every mission.
Yeah, so nowadays, you got out a few years ago, but I mean, nowadays it seems there are a lot more women taking on combat roles. It's part of the changing way that the military is looking at women in different roles. How do you feel about that? Because some people don't think it's a good idea in some areas.
Yeah, so my stance on the whole women in combat, opening up those ground roles and special operation roles to women is the standards have to be the exact same. So the mission standard's not going to change. So the physical standard cannot be lowered to allow women to fill those positions. So if they can make the exact same standards as men, then, you know, good for them. But what I don't want to see happen in the military that I served in and that I love, I don't want to see standards lowered to meet a political quota. Yeah. That's what I don't want to see happen. If women can make it and they can, and they're an asset to the team, then good for them. They should be there because if they make it, they should be the best person for the job. If, you know, politics get involved where suddenly one woman makes it and then, you know, military leadership says, oh, well, she has to have a battle buddy. There has to be at least two women. That's what I don't agree with. We can't be making special treatment.
Let me ask you this, because I'm always surprised that when people leave the military and they flew these amazing aircraft, that sometimes they don't ever pick up back up and fly an aircraft like that again. And you say you don't fly a helicopter now.
No, so I haven't flown a Kiowa. I got out in August of 2010, so over 6 years ago. And I chose to leave my flying days with the Kiowa Warrior, with the Army, because I know that I'll never get that type of flying again. It was the most incredible, amazing flight experiences that I'll ever have.
Well, I mean, I used to fly news helicopters years and years ago before I came to Washington, and I don't like getting in helicopters now because I feel like all of my helicopter karma has been used up. Mm-hmm. Do you have that sense that, you know, I laid it all on the line, I've pushed my luck as far as I want to push it?
You know, there were definitely some close calls for me in Iraq and Afghanistan, so I'm incredibly thankful that I made it home from both of those wars. So I don't feel like I've got anything to prove in terms of my aviation ambitions, but I most definitely would love to go just on some sort of recreational flight in a helicopter again. I would totally
Do
that.
Okay, good. Yeah. Now, as we exit this segment, comment on the devolvement of the situation in Iraq and Afghanistan and the Middle East as since you've left that theater.
Well, look, I think that it's disheartening to see after serving in, you know, both theaters of operation. I spent a year in each, so I devoted a good part of my life to that part of the world. And to sort of see the withdrawal from Iraq and what we're seeing with the withdrawal from Afghanistan, the mismanagement and sort of the political agenda behind both of them, it's really unfortunate, not only for a country who's you know, put so much time and effort, but for the military servicemen and women who have spent their blood, sweat, and tears over there. It definitely could have been handled a lot better. And unfortunately, we're having to go back to Iraq now because of the rise of ISIS, because of that 2011 withdrawal.
All right. Amber Smith is our guest today and the author of the book Danger Close, My Epic Journey as a Combat Helicopter Pilot in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's good to have you here this morning.
Thank you.